With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President-elect Donald Trump remains extremely busy choosing hedge fund manager Scott Bessent to serve as his Treasury Secretary. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Bessent, who is closely aligned with Wall Street, has defended Trump's tariff policies and is an advocate for deficit reduction. As Treasury Secretary, he would be a key leader on the president-elect's economic team. Bessent's selection wasn't surprising. He had been among the names floated for the role, and he was described by Trump as one of the top analysts on Wall Street. If confirmed by the Senate, he would be the nation's first openly gay Treasury Secretary. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Mexico has been taking a bashing for allegedly serving as a conduit for Chinese products into North America. Officials in Mexico City are terrified that a re-elected Donald Trump or politically struggling Justin Trudeau could simply expel their country from the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. Mexico hopes the rules of the trade pact would prevent the country or Canada from simply walking away. Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says people living in the Northeast may see some rough weather for Thanksgiving.
There's plenty of uncertainty as to how this system will develop, but we are looking at an area of low pressure that will probably develop somewhere over the Ohio Valley around Thanksgiving, and from there work its way to the eastern seaboard. Now, there is the potential on the backside of this system as it moves along the East Coast that we could see some frozen precipitation that could impact portions of the eastern U.S.
And on the West Coast, California is bracing for more snow and rain while still grappling with some flooding and small landslides from a previous storm. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for California's Sierra Nevada through Tuesday, with heavy snow expected at high elevations. Most people talking or taking popular drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy to lose weight have shed significant pounds, but experts say that roughly 20% of patients may not see those results. This is SRN News. Do you trust scientists? Let's find out from SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that while most Americans think people who work in the sciences will act in the public's best interest, trust is a lot lower than it was before the pandemic and the spread of transgenderism. 76% of the general public trusts scientists versus 23% that do not. Religious leaders are less trusting of the scientific community. 55% do, 45% don't. Democrats trust more than Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a New York City church where pop star Sabrina Carpenter filmed suggestive scenes for a music video has been stripped of his duties. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn says Monsignor Jamie Gajacladia has been relieved of any pastoral oversight or governance role at his church, located in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. The priest has apologized for approving the filming. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. 32 U.S. students selected to attend the University of Oxford.
It's part of the prestigious Rhodes Scholar Program. In the coming year, among an international class representing more than 70 nations. The 32 recipients are from 19 states, and the District of Columbia represent 20 U.S. colleges and universities. The scholarship will cover all expenses at the Stoyd University in Oxford, England. Scholars will pursue graduate degrees in subjects ranging from social sciences and humanities to biological and physical sciences. John Scott reporting.
Philippine Vice President Sara Duterte says she has contracted an assassin to kill the president, his wife, and the House of Representatives speaker if she herself is killed. The Executive Secretary Lucas Bursman referred to the active threat against President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. to his elite presidential guard Saturday for immediate proper action. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.